The text for our consideration for this morning is Psalm 84, verses 1 and 2 from the ESV. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yet faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Some of you may be familiar with the phrase, the Sunday scaries. This phrase describes the feeling of anxiety or dread that people may experience as their return to school or work on Monday looms closer. According to LinkedIn research from 2018, 80% of professionals experience the Sunday scaries, with over 90% of millennials and Generation Z reporting that they feel it. It seems that many in our society may think of Sunday as the horrible end to the weekend rather than Sunday fun day. But why? Again, according to LinkedIn research, the top causes are people worrying about their workload, balancing their professional and personal to-dos, and thinking about the tasks they didn't finish last week. Does this sound familiar? Whether or not it is on Sunday or not, we can all relate to the feeling of being overwhelmed by the stresses of life, feeling helpless in the face of what seems to be a pile of work or commitments that never seems to end. While we know that we can worship God at any time or place, it seems significant that with Christianity declining in our country, the day that was most often used to gather together and worship God has now become a day that Americans seem to dread. Let us consider today then how our faith turns Sundays, indeed every day, from scary to super, from terrifying to reassuring. The reasons that we all feel overwhelmed from time to time may differ a bit from individual to individual, but it comes from the same source. As long as we are living in a sinful world, we all face stress and trouble. The focus of our problems may be school, work, family, friends, significant others, or all those things combined. As we look at the upcoming week or even the upcoming day, we may feel totally incapable of performing the tasks that are before us. How will I get all this homework done? How will I squeeze everything in when I also have practice this afternoon and have to work tonight? Plus, I know my friend is mad at me because I did something stupid and I don't know how to fix it. And I still need to clean my room or I'll be in even more trouble. When faced with all these pressures, we tend to want to collapse and just give up. How can we get it all done? This feeling may even be complicated on Sunday when we realize we didn't spend our time over the weekend catching up on everything, so we kick ourselves even more. One temptation that we have is thinking we can solve everything on our own, that if only we worked harder or were more organized or better people, we would be on top of everything. There's nothing wrong with trying to improve those skills, but as long as we rely on ourselves, we will fail. We may even say to ourselves that we are so busy that we need to skip church this weekend to catch up. When I'm tempted by this thought, I'm reminded of a Luther quote that deals with prayer, but also speaks of faith life and time management. He said, "I have so much to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer." If we're unable to find the solution to our earthly problems, if we get overwhelmed by homework, jobs and relationships, just think how unfit we are to solve the problems of sin and death, which should be a much more concerning Sunday scary for us. How are we to make up for all the sins that we have committed? How can we possibly be good Christians when every day we sin? We may think we have conquered one area of weakness when another pops up. It's like a game of whack-a-mole. No matter how hard we try, we can't catch up. We can't live up to God's holy law. Each day, it seems, we dig ourselves deeper into sin with no way of catching up. These feelings, once again focused on ourselves, may even make us feel like we're unworthy to go to church to worship our holy God. The solution, however, to both our earthly problems and our problems with sin is Christ's death and resurrection. He has died for all our sins. We don't have to do anything except believe, and even that belief is created in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. What a relief. Having our biggest problems taken care of, all other problems, though they may be real, can now be seen in this new perspective. No matter what happens in our day, no matter what happens in our week, we are redeemed by Christ. We have the undeserved love of God and the sure promise of heaven to look forward to. It is with this attitude, then, we look forward to our opportunities to worship, whatever day of the week it is. We too feel that intense longing for God's house that we read of in our text, that longing for peace that is provided through God's word. Here at ILC, we're blessed to have morning and evening chapels, as well as worship services at Messiah on the weekend. Of course, we can worship God anywhere, but what great refreshment we can receive when we join in worship with our fellow believers. In church, we get to hear the word of God, the word of comfort and promise. And at the altar, when we take communion, we receive Christ's true body and true blood. We join together with fellow Christians to sing praises to God, and we have the opportunity to be supported by and to support our fellow believers. As we read in Colossians, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. For many people, it seems Sunday can be a scary day. As we contemplate the weekend, though, and the opportunity to worship God, we should see Sunday as Super Sunday, not just because of any football game, but because of the amazing things God has done for us and the chance we have to join together to praise him. We can join with the psalmist in saying, "How lovely is your dwelling place," or, "I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Or, as we read later in Psalm 84, "A day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." Let us regard each chance we have to worship for what it is, a remarkable blessing that we long for, because it reminds us that God has taken away every reason for us to be scared and provides us the reassurance of the gospel message of forgiveness and eternal life. We'll close with hymn 2. Verses 1, 2, and 6. Hymn 2, 1, 2, and 6.